It has the suspense of a sports competition.
They're warning then. We'll sell it in the gallery at $400.
Bidders in the auction room and around the world are vying for a piece of Hollywood history, like these imitation diamond earrings worn by Marilyn Monroe. Other items from the iconic star include clothes and a hair curler. There is even an invitation to John F. Kennedy's birthday party at New York's Madison Square Garden, where the actress famously sang for the president.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions says fans buy memorabilia to feel a connection with the stars.
People are very sentimental. If they can't get to meet the celebrity, the next best thing, the next easiest thing would be maybe to get to actually own something from the celebrity, be it from their life or from their career, or just something from their home.
Some historic items from political celebrities include an election ballot from 1994 South Africa, when Nelson Mandela was elected president. A 19th century document is signed by Frederick Douglass, the former U.S. slave and abolition hero. And another bears the signature of Depression-era President Franklin D. Roosevelt. But most items are from Hollywood, including some from actor David Hasselhoff, who is raising funds for charity. He is auctioning items from his 1980s series, Knight Rider, the long-running show Baywatch, and an oversized effigy created for the cartoon series SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know, stuff that I don't really use anymore. It just sits around my house, you know. And this is my most amazing thing. This is from SpongeBob. This is 12 feet, 750-pound replica of me.
The auction includes handcuffs worn by magician Harry Houdini and props and training gear of Kung Fu star Bruce Lee. Restaurant and bar owner Daniel Nelson is buying items for his home and business.
You only get this opportunity so many times. To get something that has been lost and kind of resurfaces again is exciting.
Martin Nolan says the auction brings many kinds of buyers, from movie lovers to museums. And for some, it's an investment, since, with luck, celebrity memorabilia can go up in value. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Beverly Hills, California.